one turnip, three rabbits, couldn't catch them, one small broken spoon. That's it, really. Hiccup shook his head mournfully. It's not good, is it?
Not good. Not good, exclaimed a jeering voice behind them. It's pathetic, that's what it is.
Hiccup turned round, and there was Snotlout, laughing so hard Dog's Breath had to hold him upright.
I mean, a vegetable and a piece of cutlery.
Snotlout wiped the tears from his eyes.
It's just so brilliantly useless. Do you really think,
tittered Snotlout once he'd recovered somewhat, that microscopic amoeba, Snotlout pointed at Toothless,
is going to lead you to treasure? He couldn't sniff his way to his own bottom.
Toothless bristled angrily. But then he's just a mongrel common or garden, scoffed Snotlout.
Toothless not, repeat not, a common or garden dragon,
howled Toothless.
Toothless, very rare breed, called a toothless daydream.
Now, Fireworm here is a monstrous nightmare, one of your pure hunting greenbloods. Look what a real hunting dragon can find if she puts her nose to it. Snotlout reached into a bag slung around his waist and drew out a large silver plate, a dagger with ancient runes winding around the handle, and a couple of pretty bead necklaces.
And that's only an afternoon's work, said Snotlout.
Fireworm purred with pleasure. She shrugged her beautiful, shining blood-red shoulders.
To the nose of an aristocrat like myself, she hissed, the thing was reeking like a week-old haddock.
Naturally, said Toothless, if you have a nose the size of an elephant seal, it makes life easy for you.
Fireworm's nostrils flared furiously.
I have a beautifully proportioned nose, she snapped.
Now, Fireworm,
chided Snotlout, who didn't understand Dragonese but knew they were trading insults.
Don't let the peasants upset you. Just think of when we get to the Isle of the Scullions and you sniff out the treasure and everybody will know that I am the true heir to the Hairy Hooligans. Nice thought, isn't it, Useless?
Snotlout leant forward and with the edge of the plate he was holding pushed Hiccup very gently backwards until he overbalanced into the mud.
Ha, 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 ha,
snorted Snotlout and Dog's Breath, and they sauntered off. It was very depressing. All in all, ever since Alvin arrived, Hiccup had been walking around with a sick feeling in his stomach and a prickle of fear crawling spiderishly down the back of his neck. It wasn't just the thought of the quest to the Isle of the Scullions, although he was already having nightmares about being ripped to pieces by panther-like creatures with teeth like broken glass. It was this feeling that there was something evil, something poisonous, lurking on the Isle of Berk, and that something really terrible was going to happen sometime soon.